Talking hat fishing. You know what hat fishing is, Joe?
I know it now, yeah.
You know what catfishing is?
I do know what that is.
It's that famous movie that, I don't even remember what that was, like Sundance or something, that guy Neve, and he got catfished, and then MTV picked it up as a show where you just kind of trick people online into thinking you're somebody else, somebody you're not. And then hat fishing is apparently, the term's been around for a while, but it's really been taking off lately. And 410-338-1098, 410-338-1098, if you want to get in on this. Hat fishing is where guys will, create a profile, maybe whether it's on a Tinder, I don't use the Tinder, or Facebook or whatever, dating profiles. And they will, they'll just have a hat on in all of their photos.
I thought that it was, so I misunderstood. I thought it was just where your picture isn't really representative of you, which it's not, but this is specifically pretending you have hair.
Yes. And then let's say they go on a date and it gets to the point, like maybe you're going to dinner and like the guy's like, well, crap, I can't wear a hat to dinner. You know what I mean? So then it shows up.
The guy's in a cowboy hat every time you see him.
Some sort of weird formal.
He's like Pharrell.
He's got a beret. Well, I figured it was French. So then these women are getting angry because like, hey, you kind of tricked me and I didn't know you didn't
have
hair.
Yeah, I thought you were attractive and it ends up you're hideous.
But the one quote from the guy, I was like, I thought it was it kind of. Where was it, Mike? It said, personally don't. The one guy was like, look, you know, obviously it's not my best feature, so I don't want to put that out there first. So I'm thinking if I can win a woman over, my woman over, like conversation or make her laugh and then maybe, you know, hook her a little bit, then the bald thing might not be such a deal breaker later on. And I was like, you know what? That's not bad reasoning.
Very similar. You know, a guy I work with, Scott Apple, I've mentioned him a million times. Yeah. He used to be on Match. He actually met his wife. She's a doctor, by the way, and now he's rich, which is annoying. But he met her on Match. But he's 5'4". So
yes, that's another thing. Right. He comes walking in.
In his picture, he doesn't lie about his height. But he has his picture where he's standing. This is the truth. He's standing on a box, but he doesn't misrepresent his height in terms of what he lists himself at. But you see a little shoulder in the picture that's the same height as him. So it says, oh, well, he's as tall as the guy that's next to him. It's almost trickery of the mind. Nobody consciously says, I wonder how tall this guy is. Oh, there's a shoulder.
But right. Had that other shoulder been like 5 inches taller, right, you would have went, oh, wait a minute.
He also has his picture taken next to a convertible where he's also standing on a box. So basically, he just put like scale in his pictures.
Why is he standing on boxes?
So he doesn't look tiny.
For these photos.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my
God. You can't walk around with you can't take a box into a restaurant with you.
Here it is. It says, no one wants to reveal what they perceive as their least attractive feature right off the bat. If you guys want to be bald, no one shaves their head to the male pattern baldness shape because they think it looks hot. Guys think that if they can get someone interested in their cute face and their personalities, then they stand a chance of hooking that person before the baldness is unleashed. So we have that, right? 410-338-1098. We're going to discuss all this. But how is this any different from the ladies that get all dolled up with fake hair and makeup and their boobs out and they're taking the picture from the angle, that special angle. And then when you see them in person, they look nothing like what these profile pics look like. I mean, we've all seen this.
How's it any different from you using the best picture that you've ever taken, which
right,
is what you use on there?
Right. Anyone's profile picture is the best they've ever looked, or what they think is the best they've ever looked.
When we did that comedy show for the Polar Bear Plunge, I saw the picture they used of me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's not, I don't look like this. So you'll know that picture is like 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So when I show up,
yeah,
don't have sheer disappointment.
Well, and it's like I said, I mean, I'll never, my profile pic will never be an actual profile photo of myself.
Yeah, you know what is funny? You ever watch the show Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
Remember whenever they showed Beavis from the face straight on, he didn't look like himself?
Yeah, because they're always turned.
That's me. I never want to see myself from the side.
Yeah, me
I'm
neither.
Much better looking straight yes. on. As soon as I see myself from the side, I'm yes. like, that's how other people see me. When they see me, I literally have to turn my head directly to them so they don't see this creature that you see from the side.
Let's talk to Tyler real quick. I think he kind of just said what I said. This is no different than what these ladies do, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. You get those aerial view photo shots. Here you are on Tinder going through, flipping around. You want to take somebody home. Next thing you know, you meet them. They're about 180 pounds, but on their profile picture, they look about like they're 120 pounds.
You have personal experience?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
Now, do you...
I know where you're going, Scott.
is that a deal breaker, or you still go, through,
still,
you still go
still.
Through with it? You still hit
hey,
that?
Hey, baby, you go through with it. One
yeah,
life
you're
to
already
live,
there.
Right? One life to live.
And let me ask you this. I'm not on Tinder. I'm obviously married, and I've never even... I don't think I've ever even seen the app. You crushing it on Tinder, or what?
Used to be before I settled down, but yeah, I was doing pretty well on Tinder, man. Was doing pretty well on Tinder.
How easy is? Are you a good looking guy, first of all?
I wouldn't say I'm a Brad Pitt, but I'm a decent looking guy.
And how easy is it on Tinder? Is it just like shooting fish in a barrel?
Man, it's pretty easy, but like I said, you got to filter through them because you'll get a bunch of whales.
No,
oh,
come on,
hey,
2018
whales.
2018. Be sensitive.
Hey,
but if you guys are
story's not standard, fellas. Story's not standard.
But if you're, so you swipe right and you match, and then you what is it? You like you can you start to message the person.
Yeah,
or
you
something?
Just go to a rest stop and you.
Yeah, but I think there's messaging before that, right? And then once you're messaging and you reach a point, you know you're getting laid, right?
Yeah, it depends on how much money you want to spend. I mean, if you want to spend money, take him to dinner. If not, pull up at the rest stop.
Wow.
Rest stop. I'm just saying that. Is that real? The rest stop?
A lot of ladies pissed off at dudes wearing hats on Tinder. And then they show up to bang the dude, and he's bald. And they're like,
show
what?
Up to bang him.
That's what you do on Tinder, right? Tinder is just a bang site.
Yeah.
Is that right, Mike? Mike knows.
I don't know. I miss the Tinder era, too. I was in a relationship when it really started to take off.
I wonder if they're like the guys and they just bang them anyway. Like, well, I'm already here.
Yeah, right? I already drove here. Might as well just get it in. Here's another thing. Beware of closed mouth smile pics. Closed yeah. mouth smile. I met a really cute guy on Tinder. Message back and forth. Kind of hit it off, decided to meet up. Turns out his teeth were all black, rotted, and missing. Because all of his pictures had the closed mouth smile. A lady listener here, people nowadays are so worried about physical traits. I'd be more concerned about people lying about important things like personality, job, and etc. And I'm 27, and I took the step to shave my head after it just got too bad in November. And I rock it, though, if I do say so myself. Tinder, Bumble, and all those apps, these chicks look nothing like themselves on their photos with how many filters and crap are out there now. If they're complaining about hair, they are hypocritical. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would love any of these ladies that complain about a guy hiding his baldness. I would love to see your profile picture and how a representative that is of you.
I do agree that women care a lot less about physical appearance than men do. Men seem to be more superficial and shallow. I mean, I've found that to be the case. But you got to get there, so I understand the hat.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Get me there so you can meet me,
right.
Not me.
Like, well, but you're a great example. You're not great to look at. You're not very attractive. You're doughy and you have breasts, but you're funny.
Yeah.
So if you're able to hook
Thanks,
them with
man.
The personality, right? Well, I'm in the same boat. I mean, look at me. I'm a mess. I've got giant breasts, a giant nose, a belly.
But we've both done
very well for each other
because
we were able to, get the personality out there. Let's go to... I guess let's go to Armando. He's been on hold quite a while. Armando, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Shout out, Armando.
Yeah. Well, I just think that men should be allowed to do this as well because women use makeup and things like that to make themselves look a lot different than what they really do. Like, believe me, my girl is actually a makeup artist.
Yeah.
So I've seen videos of contouring, If you look that up, you will see how some of these ghouls turn into beautiful women.
Ghouls.
Well, no, you're right. The contouring is where they put, like, shadowing in certain areas, and it almost makes, like their cheeks look thinner, and their what are these, the cheekbones higher. Like, it's insane. They're, like, painting shadows on their face.
Have you seen these makeup artists that make people look like Kim Kardashian?
Yes.
They look like me, and then they're,
I mean, there's some women that wear so much makeup all the time that when you see them without makeup, you do a double take. You're like, you don't even recognize them.
They're ghouls.
Yeah. Disgusting.
It's that's just an unfair advantage that women have at all times is makeup. Like, we don't have that luxury. Like, when we're going out, I'll most likely drive and we'll get in the car.
You put a foundation.
And in a half hour, Chiquita's next to me. She usually does, like, her makeup in the car. She just does it all up and then she gets out and it's like, boom. And then me, I'm just, this is what I look
like. Same guy that left the house.
This is what I look like. I can't do anything. You got nothing for us. Let's go to line one. We got Dave. What's up, Dave? You're on the air.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Dave?
Woo!
Get it!
So, you also got to be careful of those lady men.
Oh,
what do you mean?
What are you speaking from experience?
Like you think it's a woman, and then you get down to business, and her gun's bigger than yours.
What has that happened?
Dave, you talking about Tinder, right?
Yeah, I think we've all been there, guys.
What?
Yeah.
You want to tell us something, Dave?
Yeah.
You got a story?
Well, this one time at band camp. I'm kidding.
Don't do shit. Did you meet up with a woman and then she ended up having a penis?
In my defense, she was very convincing.
All right. No, I've seen pictures of women that end up having hogs.
What did you do?
Went with it.
Well, no. Do you know what the capital of Bangkok is?
Yes. You just ruined the joke.
I did.
Capital of Thailand.
Yeah. I asked that one.
Okay.
Right.
He's doing shtick. Thank you for the call.
It went on my way.
All right. Okay. There he goes. Let's go to Jack. What's up, Jack?
Good morning, fellas. How is y'all doing today?
We're doing good. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, Tinder isn't quite my thing, but if you really want to get down to business, plenty of fish, dude. That's where it is.
That's free, right?
Yes, it's, well, mostly free, but if you want to get, super personal and, get to know them much, more, I guess, then you have to pay, a few bucks a month, I think it is. But, Tinder, people tend to be picky. Plenty of fish, man, you just throw out the line and see who bites.
You're talking about for sex or for dates?
Yeah, isn't Plenty of Fish more of like a
dating
site?
Well, no, I mean, you got like the whole catfishing issue. It's worse on there than anywhere else.
On Tinder?
On Plenty of Fish. It's more, catfish are more prone on Plenty of Fish than it is Tinder, yeah.
All right, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's wrap it up one more with we got Rebecca, who is on line three. Good morning, Rebecca. We have a woman. A woman.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you today?
We're good. What do you got?
Well, you just seem to say that all morning it's women do the same thing or whatever. I'm 29 years old, and most days of my life I don't even put makeup on. I mean, not all. Not saying I'm beautiful, but I definitely have a very natural look, and not everyone puts themselves out there to be fake.
Are you
on a dating
site? I've never
had fake hair.
Yeah, you're on
dating. I'm not. No, actually, I'm not.
Are you got a man?
Not currently, no.
Why don't you have a man?
I just went through a 10-year breakup.
Oh,
breakup after 10 years. Yeah.
What happened?
You didn't wear makeup. That's what happened.
He's got some makeup on.
No.
Be in a relationship.